for Saturday. The weather here in central Ohio was quite lovely today, and the leaves are turning. And it's a good time to look at the law that seems to have become parasitic, and I would hope that the people who listen to RBM have figured that out. There's enough misfortune going on in our courtrooms. If they haven't nailed you, certainly you know someone who's suffered tragic consequence because of the law and the injustice that we see everywhere. Now we understand, he told us back in 1939 that they had lost sight of the law, had lost sight of justice. It was no longer about justice. And that was 1939. So you can imagine where we're at today. Nothing changed. Nothing turned anything around. In fact, they brought the UCC in the 50s and 60s, and we got more of what Fred is talking about. The system was simply not fixed. And I would hope people realize that, at least the RBN listeners do. Can we finish up with that clip? He's making a really important point at the end of it.
Fair. But he is dead wrong as soon as he asserts that the strange-sounding abstractions of the law have any more real or necessary relation to ideals about human conduct than they have to the facts of human conduct. Legal words and concepts and principles float in a purgatory of their own, halfway between the heaven of abstract ideals and the hell of plain facts, and completely out of touch with both of them. And that is why, in the last analysis, the language of the law is inherently meaningless. It purports, on the one hand, to tie up in a general way with specific fact situations. It purports, on the other hand, to tie up in a general way to the great abstraction, justice. Yet, in trying to bridge the gap between the facts and the abstraction so that justice may be, quote-unquote, scientifically and almost automatically applied to practical problems, the law has only succeeded in developing a liturgy of principles too far removed from the facts to have any meaning in relation to the facts, and too far removed from the abstraction to make any sense in terms of justice. Still, legal language is a great little language to those who live by it and on it. And you don't even have to use words like trover or assumpsit to have a lot of fun out of it. For instance, a bill recently before Congress contained this charming provision, quote, throughout the act, the present tense includes the past and future tenses, and the future, the present. The masculine gender includes the feminine and neuter. The singular number includes the plural, and the plural, the singular, unquote. Only to a lawyer might, quote, the men are beating him, unquote, mean, among other things, quote, she is going to beat it, unquote.
I thought that was a perfect example. And I'm just to tell you folks that thing he was talking about being in an act in Congress in 1939, where that statement, I am going to read you how that is alive and well today in the UCC Article 1 General Provisions that's on our website on the source document page. And in the first section of General Provisions, section 1-106 reads, use of singular or plural gender in the Uniform Commercial Code, unless the statutory context otherwise requires, number one, words in the singular number include the plural, and those in the plural include the singular. And number two, words of any gender also refer to any other gender, unquote. I'm just amazed when I heard that, because this is what we're stuck with today. This is what is going on right now, everywhere around you, on contracts everywhere. The lawyers have built up this outrageous system that none of us understand, and they don't even understand, and it's being inflicted on the public every day. I'd like to take an example of this, and we've talked about it in previous shows, but it seems like a good time to bring it up again, because he was talking about how the words that we think we understand and we've known all our lives and we're very familiar with, when the lawyers use the same words, they could very much mean something entirely different. Now, we've talked about SB 277, which was the statute passed in 2015 in California that eliminated all religious or philosophical exemptions to mandatory school-mandated vaccinations, so that if your child was in daycare, private school, or public school in California, the only way you could register the child and send the child into their schools is if they were fully vaccinated. Okay, they do have a list. I guess not every vaccine's on it, but they have a list. There is no way for a parent to enroll their child without the child being vaccinated unless they have a medical exemption, which are extremely difficult to get. Now, we talked about on this show the verbiage, and again, that's why I really like, and I hope people get a chance to read Fred Rodel's book, because he is absolutely hammering the entire legal profession for their use and manipulation of the English language. So I am going to read to you a section. This is like the first section. SB 277 was then transformed into the code of California, the Health and Safety Code, section 120335. That's where it sits now. It's no longer a bill. It is in their code. And I'm going to read it. Quote, A, as used in this chapter, quote, governing authority, unquote, means the governing board of each school district or the authority of each other private or public institutions responsible for the operation and control of the institution or the principal or administrator of each school or institution. B, the governing authority shall not unconditionally admit any person as a pupil of any private or public elementary or secondary school. Unquote. Now, did you get that term? They cannot admit any person as a pupil. So I went into the California code and I looked up their definition of person. And in the California code, section 1-26, a person, number 17, is defined. Quote, person, unquote, includes any person, firm, association, organization, partnership, limited liability company, business trust, corporation, or company, unquote. And then to get another state to see what they're doing in Ohio, I looked it up in Ohio. And here's the definition. The statutory definition of a person is in section 1.59, is defined as, quote, person includes an individual, corporation, business trust, estate, trust, partnership, and association. Isn't that interesting? So this abstraction that they call a person does not to me sound like a man or a woman, does it? It sounds like a legal construct, something that was created by lawyers as a legal form of organization, like a trust or a corporation. So then if we go back and we look at, again, the UCC Article 1 general provisions, that we talked about. And lo and behold, there we have general definitions. In part two, general definitions and principles of interpretation. Don't you love that? Now, this is how they define their general definitions. A, unless the context otherwise requires. Words or phrases defined in this section or in the additional definition contained in other articles of the Uniform Commercial Code that apply to particular articles or parts thereof have the meaning stated. B, subject to definitions contained in other articles of the Uniform Commercial Code that apply to particular articles or parts thereof. Now, is that about as clear as mud? But let's go and look at number 27 in their little list of definitions. And lo and behold, we have our wonderful person is back again. Person means an individual, corporation, business trust, estate trust, partnership, limited liability company, association, joint venture, government, government subdivision, agency, or instrumentality, public corporation, or any other legal or commercial entity. Now, going back, how in the name of Hannah can you vaccinate a corporation? And how can you use the word person in the definition of the word person? This is just complete insanity that we've got, that these lawyers are inflicting. And then I have to tell you, I've heard lawyers give their interpretation of SB 277. And they stand up in front of a room and they say, well, you have to talk to a lawyer to understand what all of this means, because sometimes the legal terminology doesn't mean the same thing as the general public thinks it does. At the same time, this attorney told the parents in that room that their children, if they lived in California and they wanted to enroll them in school, they'd have to vaccinate them. The same attorney said nothing about the fact that those rules and regulations are UCC and they're written for fictions. The fictitious person, you cannot vaccinate a corporation or a trust. And it's everywhere. The lawyers are keeping this scam going, and they don't mind keeping it going at the expense of our children getting vaccinated. They don't care. They will, to keep their income coming in, to keep their reputation, they will go throughout our country and tell everybody that these mandatory vaccination statutes that are all UCC today, you can go in any state and look up the definitions for person. They're all legal constructs. They can vaccinate that birth certificate all they want. And they can vaccinate a corporation all they want. It is up to us to make the distinction that these rules and these regulations, this artificial construct that the lawyers have created, does not apply to living flesh and blood men, women, boys, and girls. I don't mean to sound like I'm going on a rant, but I do feel like I'm going on a rant, because we really have to understand what they're calling the law. And they're calling the law, is the law today in the United States since the 50s and 60s is nothing but a commercial enterprise. It is all law merchant. And I'm quoting the UCC general provisions. And when I quote them on their general provisions, part one, this is what they say under section 1-103. The construction of Uniform Commercial Code to promote its purposes and policies. Applicability of supplemental principles of law. Again, we're back to these phrases. Supplemental principles of law. Whose law? And who are they going to apply to? Well, as we know, they're going to apply to the person. But under section 1-103, they admit right there, unless displaced by the particular code, the principles of law and equity, including the law merchant and the law relative to capacity to contract. That's us. Principal and agent, estoppel, fraud, misrepresentation, duress, coercion, mistake, bankruptcy, and other validating or invalidating cause supplement its provision. The law merchant has moved into our life. It is everywhere, and it's being inflicted on the public without our knowledge or consent. This is why I think this book is so important, because he got wind of this change, and he wrote about it in his book, and he expressed beautifully that instead of a real-life legal system, justice system, dealing with real people and real problems, they were creating a fictitious system full of mumbo-jumbo and nonsense. And it was created in such a fashion that it was guaranteed that the average individual, and by that I don't mean average IQ, I mean anyone who's not a lawyer, no matter how high your IQ is, you could be in physics, but if you're not a lawyer, you do not understand the legal system, and these lawyers are not about to tell you either. They are keeping it in place, and they have no problem because they're making a lot of money. I wanted to stop and take a minute and encourage everyone to support RBN. I think what John Stapmiller has done, put this network together and keep it afloat, in spite of an awful lot of resistance from our common enemies, the banksters, the money monsters, is just amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I listen to a lot of his hosts, and they're telling the truth about the money monsters. John is always trying to tell the truth about the money monsters. Deanna Spengola, and some of you may remember Michael Collins Piper, he as well. Thanks to John, we have this forum to get the information out, to let people know that the world is not as you thought, and the money monsters are controlling the legal system. Not too many people talk about that, but I think we can prove that every time we're on air, that it is they who created and control the legal system. In fact, the Rothschild started the London Bar Guild, and it was the London Bar Guild that was supplanted in this country as the American Bar Association. So this whole system was created by the money monsters. Anyway, I'd like very much to encourage people to donate. Tonight, I'm prepared to tell you how to donate. I actually wrote it down to make sure that I got it right. If you want to donate to RPN, you can call 800-724-2719, extension 1, or you can mail a check to Art Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And this information is indeed on the RBN website, which is where I got it. Or you can go to the RBN homepage on your computer and select either a single donation or a monthly pledge, and you can sign up for PayPal and support RBN. And I so encourage everyone to do that. Okay, we'll take calls when we get back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wanted to give out the call number. If you'd like to call into this show, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And you're welcome to call in and share your thoughts, particularly on woe is unto you lawyers. We have a caller from Alabama. Richard, what did you think of it?
I was thinking about that, about the vaccinations.
Okay.
And a person is a legal term.
Right.
It's created by a definition inside the Code of Oregon.
Right.
And that definition of person, if you read it in the legal dictionary, says that it excludes people.
Yeah.
And, of course, but people is a word used over and over again in the Constitution. They have to avoid that word. Its definition, the word of the person's definition, is inside the Oregon State Code, and that said, that definition excludes people, and the state code is a contract, and minors may not consent to a contract. And minors, if they can't stipulate to the Code of Oregon, or the state of Oregon, cannot stipulate to the definition. Therefore, the minor is not a legal person, and the code does not apply to the minor.
There you go.
That's half of the escape hatch.
Yeah, that's it. And we've got that, Richard, in Lawfully Yours. You know, that was a couple of years ago we picked up on that, and we tried to get the word out. Those standing in our way are people who just simply can't wrap their head around this. It's amazing. And as many times as we give examples of what a person is, and we show them that the statutory person is not the boy or the girl, and they're referring to something that they're not even identifying in gender, that how can that be the same thing as a little boy and a little girl? And it cannot. It is not the same thing.
It's not. But mom and the child both ignorantly stipulate to it.
Yes. And so does all the schools. They try to enforce it on us.
Somebody is going to have...
And the lawyers. The lawyers do too, Richard. The lawyers will tell you that these statutes apply to our children. And the lawyers are wrong.
Inside their whole profession is predicated upon the notion that they must maintain the independence of their bar. So if the Oregon state government cannot regulate the state bar, and they must preserve the independence of the Oregon state judicial system, make sure that the court system never comes back to life. So make sure that everybody who comes to a court that you think is an Oregon state court is actually an IMF administrative venue. It belongs to the IMF, and the IMF is foreign, alien to this government, and all they do is debt collection and anything that's in the rules of court. And the rules of court cannot be altered by the Oregon legislature, and the Oregon government, including the governor, cannot restore the law license of any Oregon attorney that's wrongly disbarred. They can't do it.
Well, it's a private enterprise, people.
Yes,
and they've
it's
taken
private
over
and
our
independent. That means it's independent from all the people that you elect.
Correct. And they've taken over our courtrooms. And we're not allowed to complain. And, I mean, the biggest offenders are all their lawyer minions who will say, but this is the law. This is all nonsense, Richard, and you know it.
It's their career.
I hope you get a chance to read Fred Rundell's book, because he is just brilliant in his exposing this fraud that's being perpetrated every day on the American people. We're going to go to break, Richard. If you want to hang in there, that'd be great. We'll be back in about...
Is there anybody?
Short...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back, and tonight we're talking about Woe Unto You Lawyers, the book written by Fred Rodel in 1939, which is just amazing. You're right, Richard. It's right there in front of everybody, and nobody seems to be able to see it. And it is the answer outside. This is the answer to protect ourselves from mandatory vaccines. The problem is, of course, that we've got a whole mountain of lawyers who are going to block this effort because the whole system would unravel if people started to recognize that all these rules, laws, statutes, etc., don't apply to the living men and women in America. It would pretty much start to bring things down, which they need to come down. I mean, we need to replace this. We need all these lawyers to go back into the drawing room and conjure up a true system of justice, which we have not got.
Well, you're asking them to take a huge pay cut.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going to get nailed with these vaccines, Richard. They're already
getting nailed.
Yeah, and they're already getting nailed with the mortgages, and they're already getting nailed with their student loan debt. In other words, they are not, to keep the scam going, they subject them to the same system that we're subjected to. I mean, there was a whole bunch of lawyers who filed a lawsuit in New York, and it didn't get any media attention about the foreclosure scam. They recognized it. They know they're getting nailed with these by these banks as well. So at what point are they going to wake up and understand that they're not in a safe position either?
Well, you know, there's not one state that has come up with the idea anyway to change that one-third rule. Well, the lawyer gets one-third of the award if he wins some sort of a personal injury lawsuit. And that's uniform everywhere, and it's not actual law. It's just made up a tradition.
Wait a minute, Richard. I do have experience with that. I did hire a lawyer on a contingent basis. Yeah. And the contract on the contingency that he and I negotiated was that I wouldn't have to pay an hourly fee, which they normally charge. I would not have to pay an hourly fee. I would be allowed to hire him on a contingency fee, whereby he would get one-third of the award. But if there was no award, he would get one-third of nothing. So in my case, it made more sense to write a contingent contract, and he got actually one-third of nothing.
Well, you got nothing.
And I got nothing but a heartache, yes. That's when I started looking close at
the legal system.
You
didn't talk him into the one-third rule. The rule was there before you started.
Well, I don't think it was a rule, Richard, because I could have negotiated that to he had the freedom to negotiate it to 30%, or, in other words, we could have negotiated a different percentage if we wanted to. There was nothing that prohibited him from changing that percentage.
You know, attorneys can be disbarred for not charging enough.
Well, that I'm not aware of.
Yes, they cannot have a price war. They will not allow it.
Ah, interesting. Well, let me continue, if you don't mind, Richard, because I wanted to make an additional point about the Supreme Court, the Supremes, right? And this wonderful lawyer, Fred Rodell, did comment on the situation with the Supreme Court. That lawsuit challenging SB 277 that a bunch of lawyers are trying to, you know, get heard. Some people think it's going to go to the Supreme Court. I don't think so. But they believe that the Supreme Court should make a decision on this. So I wanted to read a little bit about the Supreme Court that they are counting on to settle this matter. In Chapter 4, Fred writes, "But if, by any chance, the solemn legal incantations of the Supreme Court itself can be shown up as empty, inept, or illogical rationalizations based on nothing more substantial than big words with blurred meanings, then it would not seem too unreasonable for any citizen to suppose the law as a whole is a lot of noxious nonsense." And of course, too, there is not a word in the Constitution about police power or business affected with public interest or state jurisdiction to tax. But this fact does not stop the Supreme Court from using such concepts as the basis of constitutional law. Even the highest court of the land, laying down the supreme law of the land, reverts to the same old hocus-pocus of solemn words spoken with a straight face and meaning intrinsically nothing. Now, I brought that section up because I wanted to connect it to the two cases that were cited in that motion that the lawyers in California filed for an injunction to stop the implementation of SB 277. Until their lawsuit was heard. Well, Judge Sobrow, who's a district U.S. judge in California, denied their motion for an injunction and cited two Supreme Court decisions as his reason. And I knew those would be the ones that would come up. We did talk about that on a previous show. The two cases that he cited, okay, are Jacobson versus Massachusetts of 1909, whereby police power was given to the state. Did you notice how I just read that there is no police power in the Constitution? However, in that decision, which was a constitutional challenge, they claim the state has police power. Now we move on to the second case this judge cited, which was Prince versus Massachusetts, 1944, okay, where the case brought in the concept, the doctrine of parents patriae, government as parent. And I'm going to read you what those learned men said. Neither rights of religion nor rights of parenthood are beyond limitation. Acting to guard the general interest in the youth's well-being, the state, as parents patriae, may restrict the parents' control by requiring school attendance, regulating or prohibiting the child's labor, and in many other ways. Thus, he cannot claim freedom from compulsory vaccination for the child more than for himself on religious grounds. The right to practice religion freely does not include liberty to expose the community or the child to communicable disease, or the latter to ill health and death. The doctrine of parents patriae is nowhere in the Constitution. Nowhere. And yet, the Supreme Court in 1944 claimed that the concept of parents patriae, government as parent, was indeed a part of the Constitution. In my opinion, this is a perfect example of what Fred Rodell was saying about the Supreme Court even back in 1939. Things have not gotten better. He brought this up to the attention of many lawyers and was unable to stop it. And it has only gotten worse. Don't you think it's gotten worse, Richard?
Yes, it evolves. The career interests keep changing and the rewards keep increasing. Judicial pay, judicial pensions keep increasing. The judicial pension program in Alabama has been insulated from all the risk, and it is funded by its own fees and court costs. It's independent of the legislature, so right. The legislature cannot reduce their pensions or deny them anything.
Right.
And the judges can meet in committee and raise the fees and fines for all traffic violations, and they can elevate a misdemeanor to a felony administratively. Right. And they can extend anybody's term in prison on the basis of dangerousness or violation of prison regulations.
Right.
So they can do, I don't know what they can't do.
Yeah, I don't either, because then when he talked about this, they put a bunch of phrases together to justify what they do. And as he said, if they can justify something as constitutional or unconstitutional, depending the way the wind blows. And they control our courtrooms, and unfortunately, the sheriffs enforce everything that they say.
Yeah, there have been Alabama sheriffs arrested and put in prison because they would not enforce orders from the court.
Yeah. And I would like people to understand, we should never refer to this as orders from the court. And I'm working really hard to get that concept out of my vocabulary. The court, okay, can't make orders. A judge, a living man, puts words together, and it is he who should bear the responsibility of these words that he puts together, not this abstract concept called the court. That's another word game, I think, Richard, that they're playing on us, trying to elevate themselves to some kind of a status that no one can challenge, when it's just a judge thinking out loud and writing it down on paper And who knows whose interest he is serving? Certainly, he's not serving justice.
He's serving the International Monetary Fund.
Yes, I do agree. The money monsters.
Yeah.
And that's what these courts are about. People need to accept and understand these courts are administrative, they're commercial, and they serve the money monsters. They control our behavior by making rules for a dead legal fiction called a person, and we just step right into that role, sure as anything, and take our children to get vaccinated and never think about the fact the person as a pupil is not Joey, it's not Susie, it's not Linda. It's a fiction. So I don't know, Richard, how much luck are we going to have getting other people to see this?
Well, you as a woman should be more effective at talking to mothers, trying to get mothers organized and put down in writing what we've been talking about, and, you know, the thing about battery on a child, because stabbing a child with any needle is battery on a child.
And you know, we're not allowed to endanger our children. Did you know almost all states have child endangerment laws?
Yeah.
And we've not taken advantage of that. If we're not allowed to endanger our children, how can they allow us to vaccinate them with unwarranted pharmaceutical products?
Well, now, that's a logical argument. You have to put it in writing, and you have to get a large number of mothers to sign it and serve it on the school principal or the school nurse. You have to serve it, and then you have, it has to be clear, we're going to prosecute you for battery on a child.
Now, have you read Lawfully Yours, Richard?
I have, but it was a long time ago, and it may have been updated.
Yeah, so if you haven't read it or haven't got the latest version, I would encourage you to download it, because we have in there a legal notice to do exactly what you're talking about that they can give to the school. And I'm looking here at Uniform Commercial Code rules, and we talked about this, I believe, last week. Part of their rules is to allow for a notice. Okay, yeah. That's part of their rules. Notice, knowledge, section 1-202A, subject to subsection F. A person has notice of a fact if the person has actual knowledge of it, has received a notice or notification of it, or from all the facts and circumstances known to the person at the time in question, has reason to know that it exists. Now, unless we give them notice, they can hide under that last thing, is they have no knowledge that this problem is there. They have no knowledge. So we have to give them knowledge, and we can do that through that legal notice.
Oh, every school system has an attorney. Every
Absolutely.
School board has an attorney. That's who you serve it on.
Well, it has to go up the chain, though. It will go up the chain.
Oh, you go straight to the attorney.
It will go straight to the attorney, because when you put on their legal notice and you insist that whoever receives the notice is not have the authority to make this decision, and you just do that with a smile on your face, this has to go through the system. They will, and the supervisor, they will quickly see that this is beyond their control. It will end up in the office of the attorney. And the good news is that most attorneys believe the whole vaccination nonsense, and we have enough information in that notice that they should start doubting it.
Well, I sure hope it works.
Well, we haven't come up with anything better. If you do, let us know. We have, we don't have time. Richard, we're going to have to start wrapping it up. I'm sorry, Pat, in Texas. We don't have enough time to take the call. I want to encourage people. Thank you for calling in, Richard. And I want to thank listeners for tuning in tonight. And I encourage you all to stay tuned and listen to the imaging exercise that we play after every show, the last 5 minutes. and using your power of thought and your power of goodwill to image a better world, a beautiful world, and a beautiful future for all our children. We can help just by doing this exercise frequently. And then we get all armed and ready to go to battle with the law. See you next week, folks. Good night.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the